bit about whether there can actually be sort of informal consortia of institutions where, you know, because it does take some work and time to think about these things, where they can agree to help each other to address these sorts of issues when they arise at their institution.
Are you part of the NCCN, National Cancer Care Coalition? We are. 18 institutions when it started, at least. Mm-hmm. I was much involved. I was our system CEO. And one of the reasons was to have a sounding board and a place to collectively stimulate innovation, test innovation, evaluate claims.
We're to the end of the time we really have for this topic. Dave and David, are there any final thoughts, key issues that we haven't covered that still should be?
I just want to clarify one thing, Bill. So you sort of served as a liaison between PAI and Evans and the external review, the IRB. So I think you suggested that you actually ran the data, the code on the data set and showed them you could get the same answers. I think they said in the report that they didn't have a sufficient detail to say whether the statistical methods were understandable or that they could reproduce them. Am I correct in that?
And there was some statement, and there is on the record, they said that they couldn't understand from the methods, but they could understand from the details of the code the algorithm did. So I might be a better code writer than I am, apparently, in terms of writing.
So they didn't get an analysis methodology paper that says, here's how we did it?
There is not a primary publication for the main Bayesian method.
So they didn't ever take the data home? They didn't ever try to write their own code?
They did access the data and downloaded it. I assume I can speak about the presentation of the external reviewers, but my sense was that they ran it through a comparable approach and got a concordant result.
Okay. All right. I just want to be clear about that.
Tom, can I ask one other question? And this is for Sally and Michael. At the end of the day here, and looking forward, are there some circumstances, do you think universities can handle this sort of thing comfortably in the future? Are there some limits where universities ought to say, we can't do this, it's too complicated, we're conflicted or something? And I'm sort of thinking a little bit that very specialized knowledge is one issue. I'm mindful of Dr. Zhao when the CV stuff happened last summer, said we need something totally independent of Duke. Is there a time when a university, when something's too big or complicated or charged or conflicted or anything, or can universities be made to be effective? I don't know if it's watchdogs or whatever. Can they be made to adjudicate when the need arises?
So, you know, Mike might have different commentary, but I think this goes back to what I said to Gil about consortia of universities. I think some of the issues where you're dealing, for instance, with an investigator that has a long esteemed reputation within a university, I think when you bring people in from a different community that may not have the same perspective, that could be very helpful. And they're not as influenced by personal interactions because, you know, it was asked why different people didn't consult. We really thought that by going externally, we would leave any baggage or interactions behind and allow external reviewers to really just look at the case. But I think if that were done in a more sort of exchange way between different institutions, I think you'd get to the same place and it would be sort of more collegial and informal and more open.
I also agree. I mean, there are other examples of this even outside of our core sciences. Among my previous responsibilities at our institutions have been occupational nuclear safety. In EPA and our zone, all of our institutions actually cross-audit each other, and in doing so, serve as the EPA audit function for that. We learn from each other. It's very collegial. When issues come up, we then have the connections to draw together. As you know, we have an institution about 8 miles down the road, and our Heart Failure Journal Club is one journal club between the two institutions. I think that if we'd invited Dr. Baggerly in 2007, we may be at a different place today. In 2009 and 10, he probably wasn't willing to come, and we did have some interesting discussions. But I do think that universities up to a level can handle this, and then in consortiums should be well-suited to handle concerns as they rise beyond the institution.
One comment I'm thinking about is having been through this a couple of times in earlier parts of my career and watching the amount of time Bill Baggerly put into it, and Lisa, if I was asked to do this now, I would have a hesitancy because I realize this could probably take 2, 3, 4 months of my life. And what's the incentive to do that? I'm struggling with it. You have to have a real passion for the issue to jump into this, because it is not just reading a couple of papers. It's probably...
I've spent a fair amount of time talking to Keith Baggerly about this very point, and I don't think this committee should finalize a report without at least a consideration of the other thing that we're all get drawn into periodically, which is lawsuits. So when you take on a task like this now, there's a very high probability you're going to get sued by somebody, and then you have no way to get out of the endless depositions and other issues that are involved. I'm talking about reviewing someone else's science if you find there's a problem. And their reputation's at stake. There are plenty of lawyers who will take this on, and if you talk with Keith, you'll find that, you know, he's getting a lot of advice to stay away from this now for that very reason. But I think the only solution we've been able to come up with, and it is right now an element in our draft manuscript, would be a consortium of institutions, and it will require some investment, because people who can do this well, you want people who are really good, and the people who are really good in this field are going to be 100% funded and busy doing their own research. And so it would require some thought. Some of these will be more like what we have, which is, you know, the messy fundamental stuff. Others, I think, as the science evolves, are going to be really, really will be scientific disputes and issues where the stakes are large and the answer is not entirely clear.
I think we should, Rob, with the last word, let's break. We still have two significant topics to discuss this afternoon. We can take a break and see if there's anything else that we need to pursue on this. So we're going to reconvene at 1:45.